Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Anyway, the talk show, and yes, it is a new season. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Today is Sunday, January 9th, 2022. We're broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. This evening, we are going to discuss affirmations. Do you ever affirm yourself? So stay tuned. Well, for the new listeners, if you may be joining us for the first time, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? I always like to use proper etiquette and answer that question. And so etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. In fact, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket and later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos to Charles I and II. How about that? Well, again, welcome everyone. I hope everyone's new year is off to a wonderful start. I'm sure some of you have made New Year's resolutions or goals, or you may be still in the midst of making those right now. You may have already constructed your vision board or your faith board, or, you know, just kind of putting together what you would like to see this year. And I know it's going to be a great year. We have to certainly declare that, right? Well, talking about affirmations, I'm real big on affirmations as well as declarations, just something that is really important for us to do, you know, personally. And I want to talk about that a little bit this evening. And you can feel free to join the conversation. In fact, you can call 516-418-5894 585-894-516-418, 5894, and you can again join the conversation. Let me know about how you feel about affirmations. If you think that that is something that, you know, you should do personally, do you affirm others? Because we certainly would like to know that as well, okay? Send us a message if you'd like as well at MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com and let us know about affirmations. Would certainly like to know if you have received your copy of the brand new book called My Forever Affirmations. If you have, I'd love to have you join us and tell us if you're enjoying it, what's your favorite affirmation in the book, or whatever it is that you believe, okay? We'd certainly like to hear that, okay? I was reading, as part of researching for the show, I ran across an article in Psychology Today, and I want to just share a little bit of that with you about the usage of affirmations. The name of the article is just Affirmations, the Why, What, How, and What If. And it starts with why use affirmations. And it says, people use affirmations for a variety of purposes. Generally speaking, affirmations are used to reprogram the subconscious mind to encourage us to believe certain things about ourselves or about the world and our place within it. They are also used to create the reality we want. According to Walter Jacobson, MD, there is a value in affirmations of this nature because our subconscious mind plays a major role in the actualization of our lives and the manifestation of our desires. What we believe about ourselves at a subconscious level, he says, can have a significant impact on the outcome of events. And at the simplest level, when we feel good about ourselves and have a positive attitude, our lives tend to run smoothly. Proponents of the law of attraction often refer to this as raising our vibration such that when our vibration is positive, positive things such as financial abundance, love, renewed health are magnetically drawn to us. And of course, we know that on the other hand, when we feel bad about ourselves and have a negative attitude, we tend to engage in self-defeating behaviors which may cause negative outcomes. Financial mishap, interpersonal drama, or acute or chronic illness. And on a much more pragmatic level, recent scholarship from a team of researchers at Carnegie Mellon suggests that self-affirmations actually buffer stress and improve problem-solving performance in underperforming and chronically stressed individuals. Now, how about that? And here we're just learning that some of the things that we say about ourselves, how it actually has an effect on us. And, of course, you know, what are affirmations? And, you know, we know that affirmations are just, you know, statements that are designed to create, you know, self-change in the individual using them. They can serve as inspiration as well as simple reminders. They also can serve to focus attention on goals throughout the day, which in and of itself has the potential to promote positive and sustained self-change. Okay, so I just thought that was, kind of interesting when I ran across that article. And, of course, for those of you who may or may not know, I was just really blessed to write a book released about probably a little over a week ago called My Forever Affirmations, Positive Thoughts for All Ages. And I've always believed in affirmations and encouraging others. That's just part of my purpose, is to encourage others. And so that's just something I've actually done really since I, you know, was a little girl, just always wanted to, you know, say kind things to people and to encourage other people. I didn't really find out that this actually had a name until probably, it may have been about 20 years ago or so. In church, we were studying different gifts, and we were studying, you know, kind of what our purpose was and things of that nature. And so at that time, I learned that encouragement, it's called a gift of exhortation. And exhortation is just to exhort and to encourage others. So I never knew it actually had a name or a specific terminology. But when I found that out, I thought that was really, really interesting. And in case you guys are just joining us, yes, we came on at 8 p.m. this evening instead of 7. And so in case you're just joining us, if that's fine, we will be going, you know, for our regular 60 minutes, okay? So listen, what I wanted to do is I want to read a couple of excerpts from my book. Of course, my definition that I have in the introduction of my forever affirmations, I just have, what are affirmations? Affirmations are true words that you say about yourself. Did you know that you're constantly speaking affirmations even when you say negative things about yourself? And I'm just going to stop there for a second. It is so, I mean, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. We hear that quite a bit. And so we have to really be conscious of what we speak and the conversation, you know, not just being conscious of the conversation that we have with ourselves, but also be conscious of the conversations that we have with one another too. So, you know, we want to speak life, and generally speaking, life is speaking positive, okay? And so we want to speak positively, not negatively, okay? And I go on in here to say, this is why you don't want to speak negative affirmations or say bad things about yourself. So be sure to say positive affirmations or good things about you. And most of all, believe each affirmation that you recite. That certainly, most definitely is why you want to speak positive affirmations, okay? Very, very important, okay? And again, you can certainly you know, join in on the conversation at 516-418-5894. Let us know what you think about affirmations. Do you affirm yourself? Do you affirm others? If you have children, do you affirm, you know, your kids? How are you guys communicating, you know, when it comes to encouraging one another? We'd love to hear from, you know, adults as well as children as well. Initially, when I began writing affirmations, that the first one I wrote was back in 1983 or 84 was the first one I wrote. And I wrote an affirmation because I was working with a group of children at Spelman College. It was for a summer program. And I was working with a group of children. I went in to talk to them about etiquette and self-esteem and so on and so forth. And what happened was, you know, as we kind of went around the room and I was asking them, you know, to tell me about themselves, how they felt of themselves, several of those children were saying, oh, I don't like myself. And you know, I think my nose is too big, or I don't like my hair. And they were just going on, you know, saying these not so good things about themselves. And I was like, Lord, you've got to tell me, you've got to help me, you know, give me something that I can give to these kids to help build their self-esteem and help them to feel better about themselves. And so the first affirmation actually that he gave me was the self-confidence speech. So that night I went home and I typed up the self-confidence speech. And I was able to print it out and run copies and take it back to the children and have them recite this self-confidence speech. And the more I had them recite it, I asked them not to just read it, but I mean, recited and with feeling, if you will. And so I saw the change in the kids. I mean, the transformation pretty much immediately with the words that they were saying. And with that particular self-confidence speech, it self-confidence means to believe in yourself. I believe in myself. I can do anything I put my mind to, no matter what other people say I cannot do. I know I can. I think positively and not negatively. I will never say I can't. I can if I try. And so they recited that over and over. And then, like I said, I could just see a total transformation. And so we just played around with that over the years. And we ended up, I had some classes that ended up doing we called it a self-confidence song. So, you know, you have to meet the kids where they are. And so they got all into that. They learned it, and it was just amazing. And so after that, the Lord just continued giving me over the years affirmations. But that was the very first one that I did. And that one was actually listed in the first book that I wrote. It was at the very end of that book because I wanted it to be the last thing they saw and to really concentrate on that. So that was wonderful. Going to go to the line and start picking up some of our callers. Thank you all for waiting patiently. I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number, and you will know at that point that I am referring to you, okay? Extension 2534. 2534, hello. Extension 2534. Okay, they may be just listening, which that's perfectly fine. Let's see. Let's go to another line. Extension 8820. Extension 8820, hello. All right. They may be just listening as well, which is fine. Sometimes our listeners may not be able to necessarily stream, so they'll call to listen, which is perfectly fine. I'm going to go to another line here. And don't be shy, callers. You can certainly speak up. It's okay. I'd love to hear your voice. Extension 4458. Extension 4458. Hello.
Hello, Miss Donna.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm well. I am so excited about your book, My Forever Affirmations, Positive Thoughts for All Ages. Man, me and my daughters were able to be blessed with a copy from you, and, man, I love this self-confidence speech. That one is on point.
Thank you so much for that. That's the one I just recited. That was the very first one I ever wrote. Of course, wow. That holds a real special place in my heart. Yeah. So how old are your girls, and how, you know, how do they feel about them? Or and even if they want to share, that would be great as well.
My girls are 10 and almost 13, so 10 and 12. And I've basically, you know, worked to teach them about affirmations. And, you know, for us, we definitely tend to use them in our own way to work through our own issues, either individually as a group or as a group. So to be able to have one book that can help us come together and also have conversations about, you know, how each affirmation was able to make us feel, or, you know, what did we get from that? What did we receive from it? What type of energy are we feeling after reading it, which is a good thing to sit there and have a conversation about your goals and how you can do things and get through things. It definitely helps us understand each other. And we can also recognize, you know, our flaws and where we can work to grow together. So I'm thankful for this book. The girls are resting still. So You'll probably
yeah, it is a little later this evening that we're on. So, yeah, no worries.
Oh, wait, hold on. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Because they're sitting here listening. So hold on 1 second. I'm going to put on the oldest, Delani.
Okay.
Hello. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
I just wanted to say that this book is very motivating and inspiring for people around my age. I know that building confidence is a big thing people struggle with, especially around this age where you're still trying to figure out yourself and, you know, learning how to do things. So I think it's very uplifting, and I'm glad you can just contribute to this community of young ages and just, you know, motivate.
Wow. Well, that really means a lot coming from you. I certainly appreciate it. And I, you know, I was just hoping and praying to be able to encourage and inspire and to motivate, as you're saying, that it's motivating. So I'm so, so glad to hear that. I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. And, thank you.
Wow. You're welcome. Thank you. I so appreciate that.
No problem.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, audience, I am just really, I'm always very grateful to receive feedback. And, you know, you hope that when you, I know that my purpose is to encourage and to inspire and motivate. And I hope, you know, that, you know, whatever I do, I'm able to do that and through whatever avenues I can. And I certainly wanted to do that with the My Forever Affirmations collection. Absolutely. And it's not too late for you all to join the conversation. You can do that by calling 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894. I do want to, real quickly here, I want to read a comment here. And it says, Miss Donna, thanks for your show about encouraging yourself. I purchased your book and my kids and I truly are enjoying it. My favorite affirmation in your My Forever Affirmations is I am special. We have all memorized it, and when we are not feeling special, we recite it to get back on track. Thanks again. And this comes from Carrie in Ohio. So, Carrie, thank you so much for sharing that. I so very, very appreciate that. And I'm just really, you know, grateful, again, that this book can certainly be enjoyed, seems to be enjoyed by all ages. Like I said, when I first originally wrote the first one, it was pretty much for youth because that's who I was interacting with at the time. I heard all the, you know, a lot of negative chatter. So the Lord gave me that one. But it, I mean, it's for everyone. I mean, affirmations are for everyone. But what I did in this particular group of affirmations is I wanted them to be, you know, short and to the point. And, you know, if you can read them a couple of times and then, you know, you can certainly memorize them. So they're short and to the point, and you can do that. And also, you can basically just kind of sit with it and really concentrate on exactly what it means to you personally, because you can actually have two people that read the same thing and then they can actually get different meaning out of it. And by the way, My Forever Affirmations, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley, you can certainly, if you'd like to have your own copy, just simply go to Amazon.com and put in My Forever Affirmations, Donna Paige Riley, and it will certainly pop up for you there. Again, so do you affirm yourself? And if you don't, you may be thinking, you know, not really. I mean, I'm okay. Well, let us know why you do or you don't. And certainly, you want to affirm others. You know, you want to affirm others. And another question is, do others affirm you? Kind of it's a circle, really. You know, we want to affirm others. You know, we're affirmed. I remember when, it was years ago when I was working with a group of students, and we were talking about, kindness and gratitude and things of that nature. And so I asked them, I said, well, do you all, when your mom or dad cook for you, do you tell them thank you and I appreciate it or it was good or something like that? And most of the kids were like, well, no, I mean, isn't that what they're supposed to do? You know, out of the mouth of a child. Well, yeah, it kind of is what they're supposed to do. However, it would be so nice for them to feel appreciated for doing it. And so I'll never forget this little girl that looked at me. She was probably in the third grade, I think. And she looked at me and she said, well, my mommy always cooks and the food is always good. And we just eat it. And she knows that when we eat it, that it was good. And I said, oh, and I know she appreciates that as well. I said, but you know what she would also appreciate is just hearing, well, wow, Mom, thanks. That was really good. I appreciate you cooking that for me. And so she said, oh, I didn't know that I should thank her because I just knew that when I ate it, she knew that I enjoyed it. And so she said, well, I'll start saying thank you to her now for cooking. And so, and that just goes for everybody. I mean, you know, affirming someone is just it's speaking something positive. And so, and we certainly want to do that. I'm telling you, the more you find that you do that with other people, then you will receive that back as well. And let me say this as well. When people affirm you, please go ahead and say thank you for that. Because sometimes if you're the person that is the giver, whether it's the giver of compliments and affirmations or gifts, you know, if you're the giver sometimes, what happens is many times it's a little challenging to receive because you feel that, well, I give all the time, but, you know, I kind of feel strange receiving because I'm always giving. So if you're that type of person, then you certainly want to just say, you know, thank you, I appreciate it, instead of saying, oh, no, that was nothing. And sometimes we can do that, especially when we're givers. So we have to learn also to receive. And so that is very, very important as well, okay? What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break and you know, don't go away. Stay where you are. It's not too late to get in on the conversation. You can certainly do that, 516-418-5894. And we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations book and journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com, type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley, and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
This is videos for parents and grandparents and for you. Because you want your baby to thrive. For a baby, touch is talk. Touch is the most developed sense a small baby has. Skin-to-skin contact is a powerful way to communicate with your baby before your baby can talk to you. Give your baby the gift of feeling deeply connected to you. Give them a baby massage. Create a deep and lasting bond. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Strap yourself in for a high-altitude, history-making adventure. You're about to experience the thrill, precision, and aerial artistry of the Navy Blue Angels. This video opens the cockpit on this legendary squadron as they take off on their first European tour in 20 years. You'll soar above Russia, where MIG fighters intercept and escort the Blue Angels. Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. This commercial was produced.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we have been talking about affirmations. Do you affirm yourself? What kind of self-talk do you have? What kind of conversations do you have when you look at yourself in the mirror? How do you affirm yourself? We'd certainly like for you to share and let us know. If you've secured your copy of My Forever Affirmations, please let us know that as well, okay? You can call us at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. In case you are just joining us, no worries. You'll have an opportunity to go back and listen to the show in its entirety as our shows are all archived, okay? I'm going to read this one. It says, Miss Donna Etiquette Lady, I ordered copies for each of my children because I want them to learn how to journal and to be encouraged at the same time. They are 7, 12, and 16, and they are all enjoying it and have written down what the affirmation means to them. My 7-year-old really likes I am special, and the 12 and 16-year-olds really likes the self-confidence speech. I really think they are all very powerful. And by the way, my husband ordered him a copy after seeing everyone else read it. Thanks for such great positivity, and thanks for your show. We've listened to it for 5 years. This is the Myers family in Orlando. Myers family, thank you so much for that. I certainly do appreciate that. I am glad that you all are enjoying it. And, of course, you mentioned about the journaling. And, yes, it is a book and journal, in case I did not say that. Journaling is very powerful. I've actually done different episodes on journaling. I will be doing another one coming up soon on journaling. Journaling is very powerful. And sometimes people feel as though when they begin, you know, they don't really know how to journal, or they're not a big writer or anything like that, and sometimes can be intimidated with journaling. I usually tell people, you know, don't, you know, if you're not a writer, that's okay. Just jot down a couple, even if it's a couple of words or a sentence or two sentences, about, you know, how the affirmation is resonating. How does it resonate with you? So you don't have to worry about writing a whole lot. And that's one of the things I wanted when I, you know, created this book and journal, is to, when you read positive information, I like to say anyway, you know, you want to kind of meditate on that. And when you do so, you know, you're meditating in your thoughts, you're thinking about it, and you're basically thinking about what it means to you. And so that's what's so important, is that this is just something for you as an individual. You don't necessarily have to share what you're writing down. I know back in the day, you know, years ago, the girls called them diaries, and the boys, I think, called them journals. And so it's just a matter of writing down your thoughts. And, you know, coming up in a couple of weeks or so, I'm going to do a show on the power of journaling. And I'm just going to look at the medical benefits and everything from just writing. And I personally have been journaling now for 33 years. I've been journaling. I was what caused me to journal is when I was on bed rest, I had to journal because it was a depressing time, because I had a business, I was running the business, so on and so forth. And then the doctor kept saying, oh, you're going to have to go on full bed rest. And I'm thinking to myself, no, I'm not. And so ended up having to do that because, you know, we were looking at the welfare of the baby at that point. So that's what helped journal. And I've just been journaling ever since. Again, it's not too late to join the conversation. Give us a call at 516-418-5894. I'm going to go back to the phones. Thank you all for your patience and waiting. And I will say the last four digits of your phone number. You'll know that I'm referring to you. Extension 0831. Extension 0831. Hello. Hello, extension 0831.
I'm sorry. There will certainly be questions about his death, about his manner of death, but let's go back to his life and let's do show the world that.
Hello.
With Jay Chopper, that you're really talking.
Okay, we will circle back. Not quite sure what is going on. I did hear some background, I think a TV or something, but we'll circle back. Let's go to the next caller, extension 8395, the last four digits, 8395. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you as well.
I was
calling to say I love your show, and I love your new book, My Forever Affirmation. And I was calling also to say that my favorite one, which is one I'm going to start reciting right now, because I have a test or an exam coming up real soon, and it is when I'm preparing to take a test, affirmation number 5.
Mm-hmm.
That is one I resonate mm-hmm. with right now, at the moment. But they all are very, very nice, very good. And I would like to say that I do affirm myself every day. I didn't always do that, but I've grown to, over the years, to love myself just the way I am. And I would like to share, if you would like me to, some of the affirmations that I have actually on my mirror in my bathroom that I see every morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so I have on my mirror in my bathroom every morning, like, look at my beautiful face. I will say that I'm happy, I'm blessed, I am forgiving, I'm thoughtful, I am kind, I'm faithful, I'm beautiful, I'm loyal, I'm trustworthy, I'm smart, I am loved, I'm grateful, I am supported, I'm worthy, I'm patient, I'm strong, and I'm a winner. Those are the type of affirmations that I say every morning when I look at my beautiful face and say that you're beautiful and you're worthy and to have a great day. So I just wanted to share those, my way of affirming
that
myself.
That is absolutely powerful. And I'm so glad that you shared because I know there are some people that are listening or thinking, you know, I really don't know, you know, what to say about myself or, you know, so I'm glad that you shared those. And so, and one thing that I heard you do is everything was, it was personable. It was about yourself. I am. Yeah. And so, and I want people to understand that when you are, you know, reciting your affirmations, sometimes people may think that when you're saying I or me or whatever, that it's being selfish. Well, this is a good time to be selfish is when you recite your affirmations because you're encouraging yourself. And that is so important. You know, and many times, you know, people don't really have people around them necessarily that encourage them or that affirm them. So affirmations and declarations are extremely important. And yes, you guys, it is fine, perfectly fine to affirm yourself. So I am so glad that you certainly shared that because generally, there's always someone that says, well, I'm not sure. I mean, what really should I say? I don't really know what to say. So so you named quite a few, and I think it's just great. And, of course, you know, what's most important is when you are affirming yourself or whatever it is that you are declaring or affirming, you want to make sure that it's something that you believe and something that resonates with you. I was listening, I was actually listening to a program and someone had had written in and he was reading a message and he wanted to know, well, how, what should I say about myself? And it, you know, it's kind of hard for, it would be kind of hard for me to tell somebody what you should say about yourself because it has to personally resonate with yourself. It has to personally resonate with your spirit. And so that's why, you know, it's so very, very important to make your affirmations personal and to make them, you know, align with yourself and what you believe and what encourages you. So that's very, very good. I thank you so much for sharing. I so appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I would like to say, just remember earlier, before I shared my affirmation, that I did say I haven't always been this way. You know, over the years, I've grown to love myself. So it is, you know, developing and knowing who you are and whose you are. It's you know, it's more, it's not just saying them. You really do, like you said, you have to believe that. And I do believe everyone I've read. I know that is who I am about myself.
And thank you for sharing that, too, because, and that's just letting everyone know that this is a process, you know, it's a continuous process. of affirming yourself. And, you know, we can affirm ourselves, and some, you know, we're going to have, you know, some days we're not going to feel as well as we, you know, we would like to feel, things happen, but just keep continuing to affirm yourself. And generally, you know, you're going to have more positive days than negative days because of what you speak and, you know, the power of the tongue again, you know. So you want to definitely speak positive statements instead of negative statements. Just like, you know, as I mentioned in the self-confidence speak, you know, think positively and not negatively. Very, very important. Again, thank you so much for sharing. I certainly do appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. And, guys, you can certainly get in on the conversation, too. It's not too late. We still have a little time left. The number is 516-418-5894. We're going to go and see if we can pick up another caller here. Again, I will say the last four digits of your phone number. That way you'll know I am referring to you. Extension 0670. Extension, last four digits, 0670. Hello.
Hello, Donna. Pastor Williams.
Hello. Hello there, Pastor Williams. How are you?
Fine. And yourself? How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining in the conversation. We're talking about affirmations and affirming yourself. Why do you think that's important to affirm yourself?
Well, I would say the first reason is that if you don't affirm yourself, nobody else will. So from a practical standpoint, I mean, that's just human nature. I think if you think back over people that you have encountered who did not affirm themselves, what was your reaction to them? And I think the answer is you just sort of wonder, well, I wonder why that person, is he not sure of himself? Is there something that he wants to keep hidden? Does he lack self-confidence? You come up with a whole list of questions as to why the person is not demonstrating self-control. So that's the first answer to that question. But from an individual or a personal standpoint, I think that it's important to us to do that because it is an affirmation internally that makes us, I think, more certain, more confident, more pleased with our own actions. We are to be less likely to be that critical and doubtful about our own confidence if we affirm ourselves and know the reason why we are affirming ourselves. And again, if it's legitimate, we'll go on the assumption that there is a reason to affirm ourselves. In terms of who we are as an individual, are we competent? Are we relational? Are we ethical? Whatever standard you want to go by, if you believe that you meet that particular standard, then you want to demonstrate it by your own self-affirmation. So I would say, it's important for us to do so because I think it's sort of circular in that the more you affirm yourself, the more confident you are and the more likely you are to try and excel and to even go beyond what you consider to be your strength. And I haven't said a word about it.
I'm sorry, what was the end? I want to make sure if I can hear you.
I haven't quoted a scripture yet.
Right? but you know, and that's okay because, you know, your explanation was very good, you know, very practical as well.
In my own experience, and especially in the military, I quickly learned that you have to affirm yourself and your own confidence in front of others, mm-hmm. if you expect them to perceive or to experience you as being confident. And it goes back again to the first thing I said, if you don't do it, well, nobody else is going to do it for you. So that it has to start with you. And then I believe that the more that you affirm yourself, and I'm talking about legitimate affirmation, not making something up, not lying about it, but if a truthful mm-hmm. affirmation, then that is going to boost your own affirmation mm-hmm. internally of yourself so that mm-hmm. you even strive yes. for greater achievements or competencies in terms of your profession in life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you were hearing some kind of background noise there, Pastor Williams. I'm not sure what that was, but I always want to make sure everybody can hear you clearly. Absolutely.
Can you hear me clearly now?
That's better now. Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Better now. So, are you on an earpiece or a Bluetooth, I guess, maybe, or?
Yep. I had it on my. Let me see if that will. Hold on just a minute.
Okay. And in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. We are talking about affirmations. And have you gotten your copy of My Forever Affirmations, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley? We're talking about that as well. Pastor, are you set now?
Well, can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you better now. Mm-hmm, absolutely. We can hear you better. And something's going on again. Not quite sure. But Pastor Williams, have you received your copy of My Forever Affirmations?
I'm going to be honest and say I have not ordered it yet, but I promise you that I will.
Well, that's wonderful. I believe you will enjoy it because
yes,
you're such
I
a positive.
Yeah, I have the instructions, and yes, I will, because I want to be able to read, see what you have said. I want to see what the contents are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so the next time, if you ask me that question again next Sunday, I want to be able to answer in the affirmative.
Well, that will be wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
And thank you. Always thank you. Always certainly thank you for your contributions to the show. We always enjoy, what you have to say. You have so much wisdom.
Give you a scripture before we close.
Absolutely.
That's the mm-hmm. by the Apostle Paul, who says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens
yes.
me. And
yes.
that is the verse that I have kept before me when I might have had some doubts about a particular assignment or task that I was facing. And
mm-hmm.
I would pray that, and I would say, I believe, Lord, I can do all things through you if you strengthen me. And again, that goes back to my point about if we affirm ourselves, then
mm-hmm.
that puts us in a better position to accomplish whatever the task may be that is before us.
Absolutely. And tell everyone, if you would, what scripture that is, because I'm sure some people want to look that up. And
I'm going to say it is in Philippians, but hold on, wait, no, I haven't got my Bible in front of me. But, well,
oh, no worries.
You got 5 minutes? Oh.
Yeah. And.
But
no worries if you don't have that right in front of you. No worries. But it's, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And, mm-hmm, absolutely.
You
sound, Pastor, you sound far, 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 far away right now. And yeah, you sound far, far away. That's okay. No worries. No worries at all. Thank you, though.
Donna?
But everyone, but guys, listen, we're going to be running out of time shortly. I'm going to check back in with him in just a second just to see. But it is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, that is the scripture he was referring to. I want to read one last message. It says, "Hi, Miss Donna, thanks for what you do for the community. I received my Forever Affirmations book, and I believe it is amazing. My two favorite affirmations are, I will not quit, and I am special. I understand why you titled it My Forever Affirmations is because they are timely and can be used forever. Thanks." This comes from Cheryl in Rhode Island. Cheryl, thank you so much for that. And absolutely, yes, that is certainly why I titled it My Forever Affirmations, because it's something that you can certainly utilize forever. And thank you. And guys, I thank you for joining us this evening. I'm just going to drop back in real quick with Pastor Williams. Pastor Williams, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can now. Mm-hmm. And what
okay,
scripture is that?
Philippians 4:13.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was going to say that, but I wanted to be sure. So Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you so much, Pastor. I so appreciate you. And everyone, again, thank you all for joining this late edition, or later edition, if you will, of our show this evening. I certainly do appreciate it. And listen, if you have an opportunity, or if you haven't had an opportunity yet, I want to certainly invite you to get your own copy of My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley, Positive Thoughts for All Ages. And I believe, and I know that you will certainly be encouraged, okay? Let me see. I know we're about 2 minutes out. I have a few more callers on. I'm going to we won't be able to pick them up. Guys, we're going to do a part two next week because I see several callers that we're not going to have an opportunity to get on. We are less than 2 minutes. But if you guys will, please give us a call back on next week. We'll continue this conversation, okay? Thank you all so much again for joining me this evening. I certainly do appreciate it. I appreciate it when you tell your friends and family also just to join the conversation, share the link with them. And I want to ask you to please, if you would, follow the show, ask your friends to follow the show as well. We certainly do appreciate it. Those of you that call us and send us messages, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for that. If you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let me know, and I'll certainly see if we can make that happen, all right? Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart, okay? That is one of my favorite proverbs. It comes from Proverbs 3:3. I ask you to please make sure you initiate an act of kindness this week, okay? Thanks again for listening. Good night. Take care. God bless.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up.
I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.